We thank our Lord that once again we have the opportunity to seek Him. Let us first begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that before the Lord's table we can remember your Son. Through your Son, you have given us this precious salvation. And you have also given us this precious new life.
我们感谢你, 我们今天是, 活在新造里面, 不活在旧造里面。
We thank you that today we live in a new being, not the old one.
我们谢谢你所给我们的救恩, 远超过我们所已经认识的。
We thank you that the salvation you have given us far surpasses what we already know.
我们也仰望你今天在借着你的话, 来向我们的心说话。
We also thank you that today, you through your words, you speak to our hearts.
无论是讲的, 翻译的, 听的, 我们都无依无靠的, 等候在你的面前。
The one who is speaking, the one who is translating, and all those who are listening, we come before you to wait upon you.
若不是你的话进到我们的心中, 我们就没有什么得着。
If your words does not come into our hearts, then we gain nothing.
若不是你亲自把话供应下来, 我们也没有什么话可以说的。
If you do not personally give us your words, then we have no words to speak.
我们无依无靠地仰望你, 亲自成为今天话语的供应。
We look upon you to become the provision for today's words without relying on anything else.
愿你在话语中显现, 愿你在话语中触摸我们每一个人。
May you appear in your words, may through your words you touch each one of us.
让我们 每一个来到你面前的都丰富地遇见你并且能够把荣耀敬拜的归给你。
We pray that each one of us can be touched by you and that each one of us can give you glory and worship.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好, 我们今天还是再继续看我们过去几次看的因神儿子的信心而活。
Today we will continue with what we have discussed over the previous times, which is to live in the faith of the Son of God.
好，我们读几处的圣经哈。
Let us read a few scriptures.
第一处我们读加拉太书第2章20节。
First Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我。 乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。Galatians
chapter 2 verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me.
这因信神儿子而活，在原文是因神儿子的信心而活。
In the original text, it is that he lives by faith in the Son of God.
我们再看哥林多前书第1章第9节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子，我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
后面这一段说,好与他儿子我们主耶稣基督一同得分,原文可以翻译成,好进入他儿子我们主耶稣基督的交通。The
original text says to be called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们再看犹大书第20节。
Let us turn to Jude verse 20.
犹大书20节21节，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告，保守自己藏在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯。 直到永生。
Jude chapter verse 20 and 21. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life.
在至圣的真道上造就自己，原文可以说是在至圣的信心上造就自己。
The original text says it is to
in the most holy faith.
In the most holy faith, to building yourselves up on your most holy faith.
这个至圣的信心，应该就是神儿子的信心，我们主耶稣基督的信心。
The most holy faith should be the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们再看路加福音第二十二章。
Let us now turn to the Gospel Book of Luke, chapter 22.
三十一节，二十二章三十一节。
Chapter 22, verse 31.
主又说：“西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好塞你们。”像塞麦子一样。
Verse 31, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat.
三十二节，但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail, and you, when once you have turned again, strengthen your brothers.
好。这个是我们今天圣经暂时读这里。
We will stop the reading of the passages here today.
我们在过去几个星期五都在读路加福音第十八章。
Over the past few Fridays, we have been studying chapter 18 of in the Gospel Book of Luke.
在路加福音十八章里面有一个官，他来问主耶稣说：“我该做什么才可以承受永生？”
And Luke chapter 18, there's a ruler who came to ask Lord Jesus, what can I do in order to inherit eternal life?
这个人他是一个官长，而且呢，他是一个非常富有的人。
This person is a ruler, and he is a very rich person.
所以呢，他想一想他，应该只要他在他能够，他来到主面前，他把主耶稣当作一个老师啊，他说你只要教我一下，我能做什么东西就可以得到永生。
So he think of Lord Jesus as a teacher. So what can you teach me that I can do in order to have eternal life?
所以他可以有个感觉，就是他觉得永生是可以做出来的。
So he has a feeling which is eternal life can be obtained through work.
是因着他做什么，所以得着的。
It is because of something that he has done that he can receive it.
但是主耶稣的回答呢，完全超越他的层次。
But what Lord Jesus responded to him completely surpassed his level.
主耶稣说，你怎么称我是良善的呢？他说，只有一位是良善，就是神。
Lord Jesus said, why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone.
所以，主就告诉他说，你应该回到神面前去。
So Lord tells him that you should return to God.
那主再继续说什么？诫命你是晓得的。不可奸淫，不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可作假见证，当孝敬父母。
Then Lord continues to say, you know the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and mother.
我想这段圣经对犹太人是很熟悉的。
I think this passage is very familiar to the Jewish people.
所以他听到这个话说，我从小就已经遵守了，我已经做到了。
So as soon as he heard these, he said, I have kept these from my youth.
那主呢也没有说你到底有没有做到。
And the Lord did not comment on whether or not he has truly done this.
如果他可以从小就做到，而且是在神面前毫无瑕疵。
If he has truly been able to keep this from his youth and is without blemish before God.
那主耶稣根本就不需要来到地上。
Then Lord Jesus doesn't need to come to this world.
主耶稣根本就不需要被钉十字架。
Then Lord Jesus doesn't need to be crucified.
因为他已经做到了。
Because he has already accomplished.
他做到表示什么？他在神面前称义了。
What has he accomplished that he can be called righteous before God?
所以主呢，没有先戳破他。
So the Lord did not point that out to him.
那主耶稣听了就说：“你还 缺少一样。
Then the Lord said, one thing you still lack.
不过这一样很厉害哈。
But this is a very important one.
他说，你要变卖一切所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。
Said, one thing you still lack, sell all that you possess and distribute it to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me.
他一听到说变卖所有的分给穷人，哇，做不到。
And as soon as he heard that he has to sell all his possessions and distribute it to the poor, he couldn't do it.
啊，为什么他做不到？
Why couldn't he do it?
圣经讲说他是一个非常非常富有的人。
Because the scripture says he was extremely rich.
啊，他这个富有可能有可能像我们现在常常在这个报纸啊杂志上看到那种列名的这个什么世界多少多少百大的这些的富有的人一样。
And perhaps the level of his wealth is compared to today, he is one of the richest people in the world.
所以他说啊。他就听到这个就很忧愁了，他不用说，他一听到这个，整个脸就不对了。
And as soon as he heard this, he was very sad.
然后呢，主还说是你要来跟从我，他心里受不了。
And then the Lord says, "Come, follow me," and he couldn't take that.
啊，别的地方圣经就说他就忧忧愁愁走了。
And in other verses, it said that sadly he walked away.
然后主耶稣就说，这个有钱财的人。进神的国是何等的难呐、啊、
！And then the Lord said, "How hard it is for those who are wealthy to enter the kingdom of God."
所以他关心的是有没有永生。
So what he cares about is whether or not he has eternal life.
主耶稣关心的是不但是有没有永生，是你能不能够进神的国度。
And Lord Jesus, not only is he concerned with eternal life, but also whether or not you can enter into the kingdom of God.
然后又讲一句说，骆驼穿过针的眼。比财主进神的国还容易呢。
And then he added, for it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
这样一看，这个连旁边听见人都受不了，说，他说那这样谁能得救啊
？And then those who were nearby couldn't take it either, and they said, then who can be saved?
那我们的主耶稣有一句话，很经典的回答说，在人所不能的事。在神却能。
And then our Lord Jesus had this classic response, which is the things that are impossible with people are possible with God.
不管我们的得救或者我们的跟随主，在我们都是不能的。
Whether it's our salvation or our following of the Lord, it is impossible with us, but possible with God.
但主说，在人所不能的事，在神却能。
But the Lord says things that are impossible with people are possible with God.
那神怎么能呢？
So how can God? How is it possible for God?
我想我们每一个人常常都有这样感觉，我不知道怎么得救的。
I think many of us often have this feeling, which is how are we saved?
有的人说他听懂了得救。
Some people say that they heard and understood and then they were saved.
但是我们的懂呢，还是不懂。
But even our understanding lacks understanding.
所以我们到底怎么得救的，我们其实并不太清楚。
So therefore, we're unclear exactly how we were saved.
啊，但是神常常做一些事情呢，是超过我们可以解释的。
But often God does things that surpasses our ability to explain it.
所以在人不能的事，在神凡事都能。
Things that are impossible with people.Are possible with God.
不管是得救或者跟随主，都不是我们自己的努力。
Whether it's salvation or following the Lord, it is not the work, the hard work that we do.
我们可以有这个心愿，愿意跟随主。
We can have this heart to follow the Lord.
如果神不做工，其实我们也不知道怎么跟随。
But unless the Lord does the work, we don't know how to follow Him.
好，我们看一下这个路加福音第五章。这样的一件事情。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 5.
好，我们不读那个圣经了哈。
We won't read it.
这里呢，就是说，当有一天呢，主呢来到这个格尼撒勒湖旁边，就是事实上就是加利利湖了。
And here it says that one day the Lord arrived at the lake of Gennesaret.
那时候有很多人就挤在主耶稣的周围。
And at that time, many people crowded around him.
来要听主耶稣讲话。
And they wanted to listen to him to speak.
结果那边呢，就有两个船呢，那个打鱼的船呢，在湖边。
And then there were two boats near the shore.
这两个船呢是已经收工了，昨天晚上已经打了一个晚上的鱼呢，他们已经结束工作了，那个停在那里。
And these two boats were lying at the edge of the lake, and they had already finished their work after a whole night of fishing.
那其中一个船呢，就是彼得的。那主就叫彼得说，把船推开一点，然后上的主站在上面，就对着大家讲道。
And one of the boats belonged to Simon, and the Lord asked him to put it out a little bit from the land, and he started preaching.
当主讲完之后，大家都觉得很好。
And after the Lord had preached, everyone thought it was great.
突然主叫彼得说，你把船开出去到水深的地方下网打鱼。
And then all of a sudden, the Lord said to Peter to put the boat out into the deep water and to go fishing.
那彼得听到这个话说，我昨天晚上才打了一个晚上的鱼，一什么都没打到，怎么叫我又去打鱼呢？
And then Peter thought that he had worked hard all night and had not caught anything.
所以彼得觉得说，讲道你可以，谈神的事情你可以，打鱼的事情你怎么会是专家呢？
Then Peter thought that you can preach, you can talk about things of God, but you're not a professional when it comes to fishing.
那时候彼得呢，他怎么称主耶稣呢？
At that time, how does Peter call Jesus?
他说夫子。
He said, Master.
这个夫子不是这个中文翻译夫子像老师的意思哈，其实他不是老师那个字。
In the Chinese translation, the word sound like teacher.
那个字呢，其实在原文呢是一个官长的意思，是一个有权柄的官长的意思。
In the original text, it means master or ruler, someone with authority.
他说，夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么。 但依从你的话，我就下网。
He said, Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing, but I will do as you say and let down the net.
所以他这一次听主的话，把网撒下去是有点不情不愿的，他并不想要这样做。
So this time he let down the net, but he did not do it willingly.
因为他们呢，把主看成好像是要来的弥赛亚，所以呢，他是有权柄的。
Because he views Jesus as the Messiah who is to come, as someone with authority.
好吧，那既然你是弥赛亚，我就听你吧，听一次看看，好了。So
if you are the Messiah, then I will listen to you. I'll listen to you once and see what happens.
就没想到这一网一撒下去呢，突然网拉不上来。But
unexpectedly, after he cast a net, it was so heavy they couldn't pull it up.
他这个船呢，没有办法承受那一网的鱼啊。
His boat couldn't take in all the fish that were caught.
所以赶快叫另外一个船过来。So
they called for their partners in other boats to come.
然后那个网呢都快要破掉了。And
the net was about to break.
所以他们好不容易把鱼拉上来之后，就装了两船的鱼。And
after a lot of work, they pulled the fishes into the boat and filled two boats.
这一件事情哈，在彼得身上是一个强烈的震撼。
This incident had a tremendous impact on Peter.
为什么会是强烈的震撼?
Why did it have this tremendous impact?
他是打鱼专家。
Because he's a professional fisherman.
什么时候该打鱼, 在什么地方可以打鱼, 他很清楚。
When can you go fishing and where should you go fishing? He's very clear.
所以这是他的专长。
That is his strength.
但是没有想到主耶稣呢，就在他的专长上面呢，去帮助他认识主。But
unexpectedly, the Lord through His strength helped him to get to know the Lord.
照着你的专长，你打不到一条鱼。By
your own strength, you couldn't catch any fish.
照着你的专长，你昨晚上白忙一个晚上。According
to your strength, you worked for nothing all night.
但现在神的儿子，他吩咐一下说。 把船开到水深的地方，下网打鱼。And
now the Son of God said, commanded that take the boat, put the boat out to the deep water and let down your nets.
结果就两船的鱼。And
then they caught two boats of fishes.
这个震撼在彼得身上有什么影响?
And what kind of effect did this impact have on Peter?
他原来称主是夫子,
he originally called Jesus master,
或者说是官长也好,
or to say he's the ruler.
结果呢, 他下船之后说, 主啊, 那个主, 这个主就是主人的主,
and then after he got off the boat, he called Jesus Lord.
在他里面, 好像有一个开启, 现在主不, 现在所讲的主呢，所喊的主， 不再是那个好像只是比我稍微高一点， 地位大一点的那样一位。
And in his heart, he had this revelation, which is this person that he's calling out to is not just someone who is a little bit higher than him.
他居然在我最内行的事情, 最有把握的事情上, 来远远的超越我。
And he far surpassed me on the, in the one area that I was assured.
所以, 他对主呢, 从里面就有一个呼喊, 他是我的主。 现在是不但是夫子, 现在是救主, 也是主人的主。
So from his inner self, he cried out, and this is no longer his master, but his savior, his lord.
然后到主面前怎么样? 就俯伏下来,
and then he fell down at Jesus' feet.
你知道叫一个人跪下来不简单啊。
You know, to have someone fall down, it's not easy.
尤其是你不用叫他跪, 他会跪下来, 那更不简单。
And it is especially hard if you want them to do it voluntarily.
如果你认识的主, 他是真正天地的主, 你就会发现你不跪下来, 你觉得你站错位置, 你表达一个错误的表达。
If you truly know that he is the Lord of heaven and earth, and then you will find that if you don't fall down before his feet, then you're at a wrong place. It's a wrong expression. So very naturally, he fell down.
所以我们常常如果要希望你要跪下来的话,
if we want someone to fall down, then we have to ask that person to meet the Lord.
不用强迫的, 不用强迫。
We don't have to force them.
人遇见主, 知道怎么样活在主面前, 不用强迫。
If someone has met the Lord, then he knows how to live before him. There's no need to force it.
然后呢, 他有个反应说, 主啊, 离开我, 我是个罪人。
And then he had this reaction saying, go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man.
这里主也没说, 你犯奸淫啊, 你犯什么什么, 都没有啊, 都没有讲啊。
Here, the Lord did not say you have committed this sin or you've committed adultery. He didn't say anything. And the Lord didn't bring out the commandment to say, look which sin you've committed.
主就这样做了一下, 他就很清楚知道说自己是罪人。
The Lord did this one thing, and he was clear that he was a sinner.
耶稣基督的话, 是该听的。
The words of Lord Jesus, of Jesus Christ, we should listen to.
他知道他在那里挣扎, 他想听不想听, 在那挣扎, 其实就是犯罪了。
He knew that when he was struggling with whether or not he should listen, he was committing a sin.
而且不单是彼得啊, 有这样的反应。
Not only did Peter have this reaction,
而跟他在一起的人呢, 同样的反应。
All his companions had that reaction as well.
所以这是一个很强的里面的震撼。
So it was a tremendous impact on the inside.
但是呢, 主的回答说什么? 主说西门啊, 不要怕, 不要怕。
Then Jesus said to Simon, do not fear.
从今以后, 你要得人了, 就是你要活, 把人活活的得着, 就得那个活的人。
From now on, you will be catching men, catching live men. Living people.
所以这时候彼得什么? 彼得跟他们的几个呢, 就什么? 就把撇下一切所有的, 跟从主了。
And then Peter and his companions left everything and followed him.
有什么方法叫我们跟谁做?
What can we do to follow the Lord?
很难啊。
Very hard.
要讲一个道, 讲到人家跟随, 这个很难的。
To preach to a point that others will follow, it's very hard.
如果你要讲个道, 跟随那个讲道人, 还可以简单一点。
If you want to preach, in order for people to follow the preacher, that's easier.
你要讲道到那个人去跟随主, 这就很难了。
To preach to a point that the person would follow the Lord, it's very difficult.
必须要主做工。
It requires the work of the Lord.
必须要人从里面知道他是主。
The person must know from inside that he is the Lord.
不但看见他的工作,
Not only to see his work,
而且呢, 里面深深地知道他所说出来的话是非常非常宝贵的。
And deep down inside to know that his words are extremely precious.
今天我们所得的资讯是非常的丰富。
Today we have a richness of information.
你有什么问题到电脑上去打一打，你就有很多答案。
If you enter your questions into the internet, then you'll have all your answers.
所以几乎你没有什么找不到答案。
There are very few things you cannot find an answer to.
但是你有没有去找过主耶稣问问他的答案是什么？
But have you sought out the Lord to ask him what is the answer?
那看看主耶稣给你的答案跟你从电脑或者其他的方面得来的答案有什么不一样？
To see whether the answer from the Lord is the same as the one from the computer.
如果我们没有常常到主面前从主那里得到答案，
If we do not often go before the Lord to seek answers from him,
或者主耶稣在我们不想听的时候， 把重要的话给我们，叫我们听见。
Or if the Lord has given us words when we don't want to listen,
我们其实不太会觉得主的话有多宝贵。
Actually, we often don't think that the Lord's words are precious.
彼得这一次听到主说话，不是彼得问主说什么。Peter
heard what the Lord said this time, not because Peter asked the Lord.
这一次他根本想都没想到，主耶稣说， 水，把船开到水深的地方，下网打鱼。He
didn't expect the Lord to say, "Put out into the deep water, and let down your nets for a catch."
结果在他生命上就产生强烈的改变，强烈的震撼。And
then the result is that there is this tremendous impact and change in his life.
这好像告诉我，你不要想主耶稣是在你想好的时候来说话的。And
what this tells me is that don't expect the Lord to speak to you when you are ready.
主常常在一个他觉得合适的时间，不是我觉得合适的时间，他来说话。The
Lord often speaks when he feels it's appropriate, not when I feel when it's appropriate.
如果我听见了，我顺从了，可能在我生命上有个重大的帮助。If
I heard and I obey, then it'll be a tremendous help in my life.
所以在这一件事上，彼得不但看见了主耶稣的作为。
So in this incident, Peter did not only see the work of the Lord.
主耶稣的作为是以彼得的专业来专长来讲话，他必须要顺服，他必须要臣服的。And
from Peter's professional viewpoint, what the Lord had done, he had to obey.
而且呢，他也经历到主所说的话，那个 rhema， 那个生命的话，是非常非常宝贵的。
But he also experienced that the rhema, the word of life, is also very precious.
盼望主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我还在台湾那个证券管理委员会上班的时候，
When I was still at the Securities Exchange or Securities Commission in Taiwan,
有一次主就给我一个特别的机会。
The Lord had given me a special opportunity.
这是我没有想到的。
It was unexpected.
我出去被派出去受训了一个礼拜。
I was sent out for a week-long training.
我那个受训呢，是回来之后是要管理交易所的证券交易所的电脑方面的东西。
And after I come back from the training, I was supposed to supervise the computers at the securities exchange.
结果没有想到，我回到了办公室之后， 我同事告诉我说，我们的组长啊，分一个工作给你，叫你在一个月之内一定要完成。And
unexpectedly, after I came back, he said, our boss had given you this task that you have to complete within a month.
这个工作呢，不是没有人做，原来是有一个人在做。It's
not that this task no one was doing. There was someone responsible for this.
他每一个月呢，都要向我们的最高的这个，就是财政部的部长。
Every month, he would have to report to the Secretary of Treasury.
那他已经做了好一段时间了。
And he's been doing this for a long time.
我也不晓得为什么就丢了我这边来。
And I don't know why the task was given to me.
然后那个同事呢，一丢过来之后，他就跟我讲说，这个东西呢，没有资料，世界上没有发生过，只有台湾发生。
And after he had given me the task, he said, there is no information on this. It has never happened anywhere else other than in Taiwan.
我说呢，我所有的字通通找过了，你不想你再去找找看，就是这么多，什么也没有。
And he said, I had looked through all the available information. If you don't believe me, you can go research yourself. This is all there is.
那后来我就拿了之后呢，我也去找一找，就果然找不到。
And after I had taken the task, I went to research, and of course, there is nothing else.
因为那个事情呢，全世界都没有发生过，只在台湾发生。
And because this incident had never happened anywhere else except in Taiwan.
所以是个全新的。
So it was brand new.
虽然我们是一个专业的管理证券的，但是对我们讲是一个全新的。
Even though we were professionals who were overseeing the securities industry, this is brand new for us.
然后呢，更奇妙的是，东西拿起一看，字都看得懂，字都认得，意思呢，没有一点看得懂。
And the other amazing thing was after I read it, I recognized every single word, but didn't understand any of the meaning.
因为那个事情呢，事实上是牵涉到违反法律的事情。
Because the incident was associated with illegal activities.
所以很多的报道呢，都是不清楚的，不完全的，所以你根本看不懂他在干什么。
So therefore, much of the report were incomplete and very vague, so there's no way to understand what it's actually saying.
没有什么资料，又看不懂。
There's no information, there's no background information, and I didn't understand the report.
老板说，一个月交差。
And the boss said to complete the task in 1 month.
哇，我一去看，我都不怎么办。
I didn't know what to do.
我去祷告。
I prayed.
我们想祷告，我本来想祷告主要怎么帮我处理这个问题。
And what I prayed is how can the Lord help me to resolve this?
就我一祷告呢，哎，主给我第一句话说，你不要管他一个月。
And after I prayed, the Lord said, just ignore it for a month.
这个我地上的老板说，一个月把东西交出来。
My boss said to get this done in 1 month.
我天上的老板主耶稣说，你不要管他一个月。
And the heavenly boss said, just ignore it for a month.
你要听谁的？
Who do you listen to?
地上的老板是看见的，是眼睛看得见的。
The boss at the workplace on this earth, you can see it, you can see him.
天上的老板只有心里看得见。
The heavenly boss, you can only see him in your heart.
哇，我说不要管他一个月，我想说，那一个月做不出来就 fire, 就被炒鱿鱼了，走了，走路了。
And I thought, if I don't complete this in a month, then I'll be fired.
我说主啊，我不知道怎么办。我说好吧，我接受这个结果。
And I said to the Lord, all right, I accept this consequence.
如果说一个月做不出来，被 fired 掉，我说主，那我说这个责任要算在你的头上去了。
And then I said to the Lord, if I don't complete this in a month and I'm fired, then you have to be responsible for this.
所以我就说好，我就不管一个月。
So I said, fine, I will just ignore this for a month.
这个不管一个月有什么大的影响？
And what is the impact of ignoring this for a month?
我如果一直管这一个月，我就很紧张啊，我就一天到晚在算这个时间，还剩下几天几天几天。
If I do this task during a month, I will be very stressed out. I would every day think about how many more days I have left.
我不管这一个月呢，我不算它几天，但我还是很认真的去做那些事情。
And I ignore it for a month. I don't care how many days are left, but I'm still diligently doing my job.
对我来讲，那真是一个痛苦的时间。
It was a very painful time period.
我拿到的东西是看不懂的东西。
What I received, I don't understand.
然后呢，又要做出一个东西让别人看得懂。
And then I have to produce something that others do understand.
我看不懂，我还要使别人看得懂，这怎么做？
I don't understand, but I have to make something that others do understand. How can I do that?
我除了去祷告之外，我不能做什么。
Other than praying, I couldn't do anything.
我每天，我那时候祷，为了工作，很少这么多祷告。
It's very rare that I pray so much for work.
我想那是主特别给我一个恩典，让我就是不但上班时候要祷告，然后下班还要祷告。
And I think it was a special blessing from the Lord because not only did I have to pray during work time, I had to pray after work as well.
我的办公桌前面就一个电脑，刚好挡住。
On my desk, there's this computer that shielded me.
现在那个荧幕都是薄薄的，不好挡。我那个以前那个很大，很好挡。
Now they're all flat screens, which is difficult to use to block the view. But back then, the computers are so big, it would block my entire view.
我的资料还看，我看不下去，我就只好站在低头闭眼睛祷告。
And I would look at through the information and don't understand, and I would close my eyes to pray.
祷告到自己里面觉得好像有点力量了，然后再来看一看，看看能看懂多少，然后看懂多少，然后把它。需要输的资料输入多少，然后又回来又祷告。
And then I would pray and feel like I'm stronger inside, and then I would go back to read the report and see how much more I understand and enter into the report whatever I do understand.
很奇妙，那一段时间哈，就是那件事情就最重要，其他的都没那么重要。
During that time, that was the most important thing. Nothing else was important.
所以我一天哈，我在上班的时候不晓得祷告多少次，我就是看一看，然后看看看可以啊，不行了又祷告，然后又再看一看，就这样祷告。所以每天就是祷告看，祷告看，是这样。
And every day, I don't even know how many times I would pray. I would pray and read the report and pray and read the report.
这是主把我带到一个地步的时候，我完全无能为力。
The Lord had brought me to a point where I was completely helpless.
一点都没有办法。
I couldn't do anything.
我只能这样祷告，再看，再祷告，然后可以输了就输，不能输了就没办法。
And then I would enter whatever I can, but what I don't understand, there's nothing I can do about it.
我光把我同事给我的资料把它看完，然后把可以输的东西输进去，已经花了一个月。
By the time I finished reading everything my colleague had given me and entered into the computer whatever I did understand, that already took 1 month.
因为我在那里看和输入的时候，我完全是不懂在做什么，所以我就这样很客观的去做这个事情。所以一个月之后呢，我还是不知道我做了什么。
Because all I did was enter what I the little bit that I understood, very objectively. At the end of the month, I still don't know what I did.
所以第一个月呢，我是为着我所看的东西祷告，然后让我能看得出东西出来，能够放得进去，放到电脑里面去。
So the first month I prayed for what I read, so that I can understand what I was reading to enter it into the computer.
第二个月呢，是把我输进去的东西，我在为那个祷告，主，这到底是什么东西啊？这里有什么？你到底讲什么？要我找出什么东西出来？
Then a second month, I prayed for the things that I entered into the computer, and I said, Lord, what is it exactly that you want me to understand from this?
所以我一遍一遍的看，一次一次的祷告，一遍一遍的看，又一次一次的祷告。
So I read this one time after another, and I prayed one time after another.
逐渐逐渐，我就发现还有东西出来了。
And gradually, I feel like things were coming out.
然后呢？你发现，哎，这里跟那个有关系，那个跟这个有关系，然后呢，就连起来。
And then I find that things were linked and related.
到了两个月的时候。
At the 2 month point.
我写了一篇用中文打字，14号中文字，那个 letter size 的字，40页的东西。
And then I wrote a report that was 14-point font in Chinese. It was a 40-page report.
那分为两大部分。
It had 2 major sections.
一个部分呢，就是说，就告诉他们说，在人可以处理的范围，在法律上现在已经有的或者没有的是怎么样，怎么样，怎么样。
One part it talked about what people can do under the legal framework.
那另外一部分呢，我就很明白点出说，这些东西呢是人没有办法做的。
And then the second part, I pointed out things that people cannot do.
如果要处理这个问题呢，除了创造宇宙万物的主，主宰宇宙万物的这个天地的主之外呢，没有人能够处理这个问题。
That other than the Lord who created heaven and earth, no one else can resolve this matter.
后来我就把这个送出去。
And then I delivered the report.
我要送出去之前呢，有一个姊妹，还有我同事，就会说，哎，等一下，你先让我看一下。
And then one of my colleagues, a sister, came to me and said, let me read your report first.
他说我一个月就因为他也被分了一篇哈，那但是他一个月就乖乖的就交出去了。
Because she also received a similar task, but she listened to the boss and handed in the report after 1 month.
那他的那个题目跟我的是不一样的。
But it was on a different topic. But after a month, she handed in her report.
他看到我那个很痛苦，他说你这两个月哈，这痛他看到的，所以他说我要看看你的东西是什么东西。
So she saw my pain for 2 months. So she said, I want to read your report.
那我是没有看过他的东西。
I never read her report.
然后他就把我的读一读之后。
And after she read my report,
她说果然不同啊。
She said it's truly different.
我说什么东西不同啊？
I said what is different?
她说哇，你写出来的东西像大学生的东西，我这东西像小学生的东西。
She said what you've written is like a college grad, and what I have written is like a grammar school student.
这是她讲的，我根本没看过她的东西。
That's what she said. I have never read what she wrote.
很奇妙。
Very amazing.
两个月的时间。我那个老板呢，一次电话都没来打，都没有打给我。
For 2 months, my boss did not call me.
他一次都没找我，因为我们他的办公室跟我的办公室要坐车要十分钟才可以坐得到。
Because from his office to my office, you have to ride the car for 10 minutes.
所以他两个月都没有找我。说好了。所以两个月的时间他都没有来找我。
So for the past 2 months that he never came and looked for me.
让我很安心的做那件事。
That I could be doing my work on my own.
那我送出去的时候我就想说。这下他两个月都没找我，他等于看到我的东西的时候，他要骂我一顿。
So I would say that my boss will rebuke me if he saw what I have done.
但是呢，我送出去之后呢，回来的消息刚好相反。
But after I handed my project, the feedback was totally opposite than what I thought.
我那个老板呢，他请那个处理文书的小姐去把它通通影印了。
My manager asked his secretary to make photocopies of all my works.
然后这个影印呢，影印完之后，他说，他们那个范围的，因为我们那是一个大组分成三个小组，那他的在那个只有另外两个小组在那里。
We had three groups back then. He has two subgroups. Under him.
所以他就把那影印的呢，在另外那两个小组呢，每一个人发一份。
And he gave the photocopies to each group that was under my manager.
因为他每一个人发一份呢，就发到原来做这件事情的人手上。
And because he gave a copy to everyone, so the copy went to the person who did this work originally.
我本来做那件事情哈，虽然做完了，我心里还不太有什么把握。
And I wasn't confident with my work when I did it.
但是呢，原来做那一件事情的那个同事呢，他是我们那一个整个大组里面大家公认是专业上最好的。
But the guy who originally had this project.Was supposed to be the best in this field.
他看完之后马上打电话给我。
And once he finished my report, he called me right away.
他说：“朱兄啊，我跟你同事这么三年多，我还不知道你这么会做研究啊。”
And he told me, Mr. Chu, I've been colleague with you for the past 3 years. I never realized you are such capable.
他在我手上什么都做不出来，你下来到那边40页，这开玩笑。
That I couldn't do the work, but once he gets to your hand, 40 pages. Are you kidding me?
我以为他是跟我开玩笑的。
I thought he was just play around.
所以我就听了就算了。
So I said forget about it.
但是呢，没想到之后，后来我就离开那个工作了。
And later on, I left this job.
他也离开那个工作。
And also he left that job.
他比我晚半年。
He was half year later than I did.
有一天我去看他。
And one day I visited him.
我传福音给他。
I shared the gospel with him.
当我讲到福音的时候，我讲到我的经历的时候
，And when I share with him my experience，
我就提到那一篇报告
，And I mentioned that report I did。
我那篇报告原来是在你的手上，后来跑到我的手上。
And I told him that report was originally drafted by you， and now I completed。
那篇报告多难你都知道。
And how difficult was the report you know？
你说我会做报，你说我会做研究，我告诉你我不会。
And I honestly tell you now, I do not know how to do research.
我告诉你, 这个做得出来,
and I honestly tell you right now, everything I did was done by the Lord.
我每天就是在那里看, 祷告, 看, 祷告, 看, 祷告, 这样做出来。
All I did was read your report and pray and read your report and pray.
那个同事呢, 他相信。
And my colleague and he believed.
所以那时他就接受主。
And at that time, he accepted our Christ.
而且那篇报告很奇妙。 以后我们同事在处理那个公文的这方面的事情的时候，就把那一篇报告拿出来就抄了。And
miraculously, from that point on, whenever our colleague do a similar project, he would take that report out and just make photocopies.
而且因为这一个报告，过不久呢，我的老板就把我调到我们那一组呢，就等于说是最重要管那个交易所最重要的事情的那。
And because of that report that my manager sent me to the most important position in the department of the security exchange.
给我一个感觉哈, 我们在专业上是可以多多的经历主,
so it tells me one thing that we can truly experience our Lord from our profession.
所以彼得在他身上那个震撼是非常强烈的。
So that impact on Peter was very strong.
如果你愿意在你的专业上好好的寻求主的话,
if you are willing, that in profession, you can seek the Lord. Maybe you also have a chance to experience His that strong impact.
在彼得身上的震撼有什么影响?
And what did this impact do to Peter?
后来有一次就是主就是行了那个五饼二鱼的神迹。
So later on, when our Lord Jesus performed that five fish and two bread miracles,
行完之后呢，有很多人就 要来拥护主,
and after the miracle, that a lot of people came to the Lord and asked Him to be the King.
但是我们主耶稣呢, 他不愿意这样子随便让人家拥护作王。
But our Lord didn't mind their support. He didn't want to be the King at that time.
所以呢, 他就讲了说, 我是那个生命的粮。
Therefore, he said, I'm the bread of life.
我是从神从天上 降下来的粮,
he said, I'm that bread from heaven.
这话一讲呢, 很多人就拒绝他。
And once he said this, a lot of people reject him.
很多人不但拒绝他, 很多人就离开他。
A lot of people not only reject him and also left him.
这里面包括了很多的门徒, 都离开他。
And it's also included a lot of disciples at the time.
这个时候, 主呢, 就对这12个使徒说,
at the time that Jesus told the 12 apostles,
你们是不是也要走啊?
Are you leaving me as well?
如果你们也要走, 可以走啊, 你也可以离开。
If you want to go, you can go.
这时候彼得说了一句很经典的话。
And at the time, Peter said one thing that's very truly memorable.
他说主啊, 你有永生之道, 你有永生的话, 我们还跟从谁呢?
And he said, the Lord, you have the eternal path, you have the word of eternal life.
所以,
who else I can follow?
所以彼得他在 跟随主的这段时间呢，他不但看见主大能的手。
So Peter at this time when he was following the Lord, not only he saw his this great hands.
所以主他做工的时候，那个工作呢，震撼到彼得的里面。
So at time when he did all these miracles, this work truly impact Peter and impact his heart.
彼得四处跟主去听主讲道。
Peter followed Jesus around to listen to his preach.
在他里面, 越来越确信一件事情。
But in his heart, he over time he believed in one thing.
主所讲的话是带着永恒的生命，是生命的话。
Whatever the Lord Jesus preached, it is the word of life.
所以呢，当主说你是不是也要离开呢？他说不。 主啊, 你有永生的话,
so when Lord Jesus asked him, Are you also leaving? And he said, Lord, you have the word of life, who else I can follow?
但是到了这个, 马太福音16章,
and when he goes to the book of Matthew chapter 16,
主就问一个问题,
and the Lord Jesus asked a question.
人家说我人子是谁?
And they said, other people ask, who is the Son of Man?
那主就问了之后，就说，你们说我是谁？
And the Lord asked Peter, who do you think I am?
所以这里主很关心一件事情。
So here the Lord Jesus cares for one thing.
我们看到他的工作，我们听了他的话。
We saw his work, we listened to his words.
我们真的知道他是谁吗？
Do we really know who he is?
这时候彼得他做了一个代表性的回答。
At this time, Peter said something that's truly memorable.
他说你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And he said, you are the Christ, the son of a living God.
这个永生神的儿子后面代表就是什么？他要舍复活，要显出他的大能。
The meaning of the son of living God is he's the son of God, that he would perform the magnificent work.
这个基督呢，是代表他是被圣灵充满，他是神所高的，他是顺服圣灵在他里面带领的。
And Christ means he's anointed by God. He's represent what the Lord is.
所以主说，我的教会要建造在这个磐石上面。
So he said, our church will build on this rock.
所以教会是建造在基督是神的儿子的这个基础上面。
So he said, the church will build on the foundation of the Christ, the Son of God.
他说，阴间的门是不能胜过。
He said the gates of hate cannot overcome it.
所以所有的死亡黑暗到教会外面就停止了。
So all the darkness, the power of darkness is stopped at a door of the church.
所以教会真正的光景是什么？是彰显主耶稣复活的大能和生命在他身上。
So what is truly happening in the church it is to manifest what's this great power in our Lord Jesus.
而教会真实的光景是被圣灵所充满，是圣灵神借着圣灵居住的殿。
And what is really happening in church, it is a temple that through the Holy Spirit God lives here.
主耶稣怎样受圣灵的引导，教会也同样要受圣灵的引导。
How the Lord Jesus guided by the Holy Spirit, the church will guide by the same way.
所以这个当彼得这样承认的时候，主就说这个不是人启示的，这是天父启示你的。
So when Peter made a confession like this, and the Lord Jesus said, this is not done by man, this is done by the revelation from heaven above.
因为在这个基础上面，所以主说什么？就是我要把天国的钥匙给你，而且呢，你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也捆绑；在地上所释放的，在天上也释放。
So based on this foundation, he said, I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
然后主就说，从那时候开始，主就启示说，他需要到耶路撒冷去被钉十字架，三天后复活。
So at that time, the Lord Jesus told his disciples that he will be on his way to Jerusalem, and 3 days later he will be resurrected again.
这个彼得一听到主耶稣需要被钉十字架。死，而且三天复活，他可能没有注意到那个复活，他注意到怎么要被钉十字架呢？他马上说，千万不可，万万不可。
So when Peter heard this that he will be crucified, but maybe he did not hear the word resurrect, then so he told the Lord Jesus, no, this thing won't happen to you.
所以主就说，撒旦，退我后边去吧。
Therefore, Lord Jesus told Peter, Satan, get behind me.
因为你不体贴神，你只体贴人。
Because he said, you are stumbling, you do not have in mind of things of God, but the things of man.
虽然彼得他对主有启示的认识。
Although the Peter knows the Lord based on this revelation.
但是他如果只看见肉身的基督，他仍然体贴人。
But if he only see this physical Lord, Jesus, he only has a mind of man.
所以这个很提醒彼得，也很提醒我们。
So this not only reminds Peter, it reminds us as well.
我们是要体贴神呢，还是体贴人呢？
Shall we look after God or shall we look after man?
这体贴人呢，主耶稣就说：“撒旦，退我后边去。
”And if we look after man, he said, "Get behind me, Satan."
所以主耶稣说。他如果要跟随我的话，就当舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟从我。
So he told his disciples, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
所以在这里看到主耶稣，虽然彼得跟随主耶稣。
So here we see that although Peter followed Jesus,
他 也撇弃了一切。
That he forsake everything.
但是呢，在他这个跟随呢，是有一个瓶颈的。
But this when he follow him, there's a bottleneck.
这个瓶颈呢，就是他一来到十字架，他就跟不下去了。
And this bottleneck is when he comes near cross, he cannot follow anymore.
今天我们也许可以愿意主很多的祝福给我们。
Maybe today we are asking a lot of blessings from the Lord.
但是如果主要我们背十字架的时候呢，我们可能就说不行，不能再跟下去了。
But if the Lord asks us to carry a cross with him, then we say we won't be able to do it.
那圣经告诉我们，主呢在他钉十字架之前呢，他至少有三次以上明明白白的向门徒说，他要到耶路撒冷去背钉十字架。
And the Bible tells us at least three times he clearly told his disciples that he will be on his way to Jerusalem and he will be crucified.
这个地方呢，是看到彼得呢是明显的拦阻主去上十字架。
And here in this chapter we see that Peter obviously tried to block what Jesus was going to do.
那主在第二次、第三次讲的时候呢，门徒呢都很忧愁。
So second time and third time around, and his disciples were very worried.
都很难过，不知道怎么反应面对这个事情。
And very upset and sad, and they didn't know how to react to this scenario.
在路加福音就告诉我们说，门徒呢听不懂。
In the Gospel of Luke, it told us that these disciples could not understand.
所以可以告诉我们，就是说十字架这件事情对我们来讲，对我们天人来讲的话，我们都是不懂的。
So he clearly told us that if this concept of cross, if we see this in our own way, that we couldn't figure out what's happening.
所以我们如果是用我们的头脑去想的话，我们一定是拒绝的。
If we use our own brain to think about it, of course we reject this concept.
就是我们自己觉得可以呢，都是不可以。
Even though we think we can understand, but we can't.
因为主耶稣要上十字架的那天晚上。
Because we know the night before Jesus was crucified.
他就是主耶稣要离开门徒的那个时候。
That when he was ready to leave his disciples.
主就说今天晚上你们都要离开我了。
And he said, "Tonight you will all depart from me."
那彼得说，我不会。
And Peter says, "I won't."
他说，我已经预备好了。如果要与你一同坐牢呢，或者要与你同死呢，我都预备好了。
Peter says, "Even if I need to go to jail with you, even if I need to die with you, I'm ready."
但主是说，你今天晚上就要三次否认我。
But he said, "Peter, tonight you will deny me three times."
所以我们没有遇到十字架，我们不知道我们不能。
So before we encounter cross, we thought we can.
我们也没有办法用我们自己的能力去背十字架。
We really cannot use our own ability to carry a cross.
我们只有无依无靠的到主面前。
We can only come to him, without anything.
结果彼得果然在使女和仆人面前呢，就三次否认主。
And truly, Peter, before the servant girl and the slave, he denied the Lord three times.
所以这里彼得被显明，他是一点都没有办法用自己的力量来跟随主。
So here it revealed that Peter cannot follow Jesus with his own ability.
但是主耶稣复活以后，
But once when the Lord was resurrected,
主呢，他复活的时候，他特别向彼得显现。
And the Lord, he appeared before Peter.
而且呢，他借着这个第一首先看到他的人呢，去告诉门徒了。他说：“你要告诉这些门徒呢和彼得。
”And he used other people to say to Peter and to other disciples.
所以那个彼得呢，他里面实在是得到恢复和安慰。
And so Peter was really comforted. And was strengthened by the Lord.
但是对于跟随主呢，我相信他还是不是那么清楚。
But I think on this path of following Jesus, he was still not very clear.
结果呢，主就在加利利海边一次遇见他们。
So by the Sea of Galilee, he met him again. 这个呢是在约翰福音第二十一章。It is in the book of John, chapter 21.
那时候呢，彼得呢，虽然主耶稣复活了，但是他不晓得主耶稣复活跟他什么关系。
Although at the time Peter knew the Lord was alive, but he didn't know what does this have to do with him.
那主耶稣虽然向他们显现过。
And at the time, although the Lord revealed himself to them,
但是怎么跟随主呢？在他里面还是没有那么清楚。
But how to follow the Lord in his heart, he still was not clear.
所以在那里呢，大概连彼得在一起呢，大概有七个门徒，就去打鱼。
So by the Sea of Galilee, including Peter, there were about seven apostles.
这次打鱼又很奇妙，也是没打到鱼。
And also this time was just like last time, they didn't catch any fish.
就主耶稣在岸边就跟他们打招呼。
And Peter was at the shore and say hi to them.
然后呢，主就说你把网撒在右边。就可以得到鱼。
And Lord Jesus said, "Cast your net on your right hand side, and you'll be able to catch fish."
就他们网撒下去，哎，果然就抓到153条大鱼。
So truly, they cast the net on their right hand side, and they caught about 153 fish.
这个一抓到鱼啊，那个写约翰福音的约翰呢，他眼睛突然发亮。
And once it happened.The person who wrote the book of John, the apostle John, suddenly his eyes were brightened.
那个是主。
That is the Lord.
只有他有办法叫我们在什么都不行的时候，突然就给我们一个丰收。
Only he's able to give us this abundant supply whenever nothing is happening.
然后他们就回到岸边。
So they came back to the shore.
那主已经预备了炭火。也预备了鱼，也预备了饼在那里。
And the Lord at the time already prepared the fire, the fish, and the bread.
就在那里一个很好的气氛当中。
And it was a very good atmosphere.
主就问彼得说：“你爱我比这些更多吗？”
And the Lord asked Peter, "Do you love me more than this?"
主问他的爱是说：“你是不是用神的爱来爱我？”比这些炭火啊、饼啊、鱼啊，或者这些更多呢
？And he asked Simon, son of John, "Do you love me more than this bread, fish, and fire?"
彼得说：“主啊，我爱你，这爱什么？是一个朋友的爱。
”And Peter said, "Lord, I love you, but this love represents the love of a friend."
这是彼得他讲话不再那么雄壮了，不再那么快了。
And at this time that when Peter replied, he wasn't as quick or as strong as convinced as before.
从他的讲话呢，他跟不上主。
And his reply cannot catch up to our Lord Jesus.
因为主说我用神的爱来爱你，那你可不可以用神来爱我呢
？Because the Lord Jesus was asking, "I love you as the Lord loves man." Can you also love me as a man or love God?
我只能用人的爱来爱你。
And Peter only replies, "I can only love you as a man."
然后主又再问第二次说：“你爱我？你爱我吗
？”And for the second time, the Lord asked Peter, "Do you love me?"
虽然彼得他用人的爱来回答。
Although Peter said, "I love you as a man,"
但是主说。你牧养我的小羊，不，你喂养我的小羊。
But the Lord said, "Take care of my sheep."
主第二次问的时候，这个彼得还是用人的爱来回答。
And the second time Peter replied, he still replies with the love of a man.
主就说：“你就喂养我的羊吧，你用你的人的爱来，你虽然是这样爱我，但我还是请你，还是请你去喂养我的，牧养我的羊嘛。”
And the Lord Jesus says, "Although you only love me as a man, but go take care of my sheep."
第三次主在问的时候，主自己降下来。你爱我，你是用人的爱来爱我吗
？And the third time, the Lord Jesus asked Peter, and he lowered himself to the to Peter's status. "Do you love me as a man?"
彼得回答他不能，他没有办法很直接说。啊，主啊，我真的用人来爱你。他不是，他说主啊，你知道。他发现他又退后了。主降下来，他又往后退了。
And Peter couldn't answer straightforward, so Peter backed himself up, and replied.
主就说, 你喂养我的羊吧。
And Jesus once again told him, take care of my sheep.
所以这里明显看到, 彼得但是他是不再觉得自己有这么样的力量来跟随主。
And here we can clearly see that Peter realized he didn't have his power, ability to love Jesus.
不但是天上的标准, 神爱的标准跟不上,
not only he cannot follow up the standard of heaven,
就是连人的爱的标准都跟不上,
not even the standard of man.
这个是蒙主特别光照才能知道的。
It is truly only can be realized with the light of
就好像那个官啊, 主说你还缺少一件, 其实他可能不是缺少一件。
Just like the official we mentioned earlier, that you only lack one more thing.
那这个时候呢, 主就说, 你跟从我吧。
At the time, the Lord Jesus told him,
这个跟从呢, 已经从肉身的跟从, 要转到从灵里面的跟从。
And at the time, we can see this is from the physical following to the godly following.
因为主再过几天之后, 主就升天去了。
Because a few days later, God was ascended to heaven.
所以彼得他在肉眼里面, 他再也看不见主耶稣。
So Peter, in his naked eyes, he couldn't see the Lord anymore.
但是他在灵里面, 他与主交通的时候, 他可以知道主的引导。
But in the spirit, when he fellowship with the Lord, he knows his guidance.
所以主说, 你跟从我吧。
So the Lord told him, come and follow me.
但是当主叫彼得跟从的时候, 他就说, 那个人怎么办呢?
And when Lord asked Peter, come follow me, and Peter replied, what about that man right there?
因为他看约翰, 他好像, 他觉得他跟约翰是一个竞争者, 他, 那怎么办? 他怎么办?
Because he saw Apostle John as a competitor, so he asked the Lord, so what's up with that?
就说, 我如果要他等到我来, 也没你的事, 你跟从我就对了。
And but the Lord replied, if I want to make him to wait until I come again, it is none of your business. Just come and follow me.
这里好像提醒我们, 我们自己要跟主建立一个活的关系。
And here it reminds us we have to build this living relationship with the Lord.
你跟从主, 你不能靠别人。
You follow the Lord, you cannot depend on others.
如果你跟从主是靠着别人, 你最后你不知道你是跟从人还是跟从主。
If you follow the Lord and depend on other people, that at the end you do not know whether you are following the Lord or you are following the man.
主要彼得, 你不要管约翰, 我怎么带他?
The Lord said to Peter, do not mind other people's business.
最重要的是, 你要真正的跟从我。
Truly, most importantly, you have to follow me.
而且要从肉眼的跟从, 或者是外面的跟从, 到里面的跟从, 变成里面的跟从。
You have to follow me instead of the outside, the naked eyes, turn to follow me from your heart.
跟从到一个地步, 主说, 他说, 我实在告诉你, 18节哈, 你年少的时候, 自己束上带子, 随意往来, 但年老的时候, 你要伸出手来, 别人要把你束上, 带你到不愿意去的地方。
Follow him to a point that in verse 18 said, I tell you the truth, when you were younger, you dress yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go.
19节说, 耶稣说这话, 是指着彼得要怎样死荣耀神。
And in verse 19 said, Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter will glorify God. Then he said to him, follow me.
因为他从里面跟随。
Because here the Lord Jesus wants Peter to follow him from the heart.
所以他可以知道他怎样在他要死的时候可以荣耀神。
So he would know by the time of his death how he could glorify God.
所以当我们读到彼得后书的时候, 你就发现, 彼得自己知道他什么时候要见主了。
So when we get to 2 Peter, Peter knew when he will meet the Lord.
所以后来彼得的死是被倒钉十字架。
So at the end, we know that when Peter was was facing his death, he was crucified. He was crucified upside down.
他年轻的时候, 他跟不上主的带领。
And when he was young, he couldn't follow Jesus' lead.
但是他从外面的跟随, 逐渐地进到变成灵里面的跟随。
So, but slowly from the outward following turns to the inward following.
最后, 在他人生的终了的时候, 他是更多地荣耀神自己。
So at the end of his life, that he truly glorified the Lord.
愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help each one of us.
我们祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们把这些话再交回到你的手中。
Lord, we give all the words unto your hands.
愿你更多地开启我们。
May you open us. May you open us more.
带领我们。
To lead us more.
你得着我们成为跟随你的器皿。
You receive us and use us as your instruments.
让你的信心成为我们的信心。
That your faith becomes our faith.
你的工作也借着我们能够到处彰显。
That your word through us can reveal everywhere.
你的名能够被尊为圣。
That your name can be sanctified.
你的国降临在地上，如同在天上。
That your kingdom will come as in heaven.
父神的旨意行在地上。 也如同现在天上。
The will of Father be done on earth as in heaven.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名。
In our Lord's name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.